Live. You can bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. The number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free. So head on over there. Enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You actually have to control the content of the site. So the way you do that is you can submit things to it. So you find something online you think is pretty useful, interesting, funny, whatever you want, whatever you think our other listeners would enjoy. You just submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. And then others can vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on others' suggestions, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. And it's all free at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get interactive as we go to the phones and to the fun. You can bring up anything. Justin in Arkansas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Justin. Do we have Justin in Arkansas? Justin going once.
Yeah,
Justin,
here.
There he is. All right, Justin, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to talk about how different apartment complexes are hiring police officers when they're not on duty to kind of control the apartment complexes and stuff. I've seen this going on firsthand.
Different apartment complexes are hiring off-duty police officers?
Yeah, like the police officers live there, and then they walk around keep an eye on things. Like, I had some neighbors playing football one day, and the guy's like, "Oh, I'm a detective. And, you can't be out here playing football. If you do, I'm gonna, report you. And there could be illegal action." It's all this crazy stuff.
So, are they working on the? I mean, are they actually working for the apartment complex on like an hourly basis?
Yeah, I guess they're called safety officers. I even asked the office where I live about it, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we have a safety officers that we hire,
And they're uniformed local police. Are they being like given a free apartment? Basically, is that their compensation, or are they actually getting paid?
I'm not sure how their compensation's worked out, but they are being compensated in some way, and they all live here. So they walk around plain clothes when they're not on duty, and then they just keep an eye on things, and then they can stop you and use their authority even when they're not wearing their uniform.
Were you there at this instance where the football was being played and the officer said, "No football, no fun of any sort"? Were you there for that?
No, but I talked to like five or six people that were involved in it.
Did the guy flash a badge, or did he just claim, I mean, he was in plain clothes, did he just claim to be a police officer?
I'm not sure how it went down, but I know who it is, and I know he drives an undercover vehicle. So I mean, he is definitely what he says he is.
Do you think this is something that's happening at more than just your apartment building, or is it just?
No, it is. I know it is because I knew another place in another town, probably half hour west of here, where they had like, I think, state troopers living there or something. And they actually at nighttime hang out in the office of the apartment there, and then they walk around, do patrols and stuff. And I think those guys are in uniform. And I'm just like, I feel like these apartment complexes are like ghettos or something. They're just like kind of locked down at night, and they got these people keeping their eyes.
Do you feel like it's a negative thing? Do you feel like it's intimidating to have these guys around?
I feel like it's a negative thing because it's almost like the Stasi or something, like they're going to critique little things. I mean, they're not going after everybody for everything or anything, but it's kind of eerie, that's all.
Justin, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You got to look at it from the apartment manager's perspective. I mean, if they are having trouble or whatever and they feel like they need to have security, then it makes sense to have a security guard on duty.
Yeah, and a police officer is a superior security guard to regular security guards because people are more scared of them. They have that intimidation factor.
Right, and if you
but
can
I've
get that.
I've got to say that if some tenants are being told they can't play football, I find that to be pretty onerous.
Well, I would agree with that. That makes sense. But on the other hand, maybe the owner is worried about an insurance policy.
Maybe the officer is just making crap up as they go. It's not like this.
Or maybe Justin's making crap up. I mean, who knows?
It could be. I'm just saying. That I don't know. The claim is as the claim is. But I wouldn't be surprised. There's no shortage of people in the world that don't like fun. That's and there's no shortage of people in the world that are scared to death of lawsuits. But when you're talking about it, an individual needs to be able to recreate. And one of the ways that people recreate is to play football. And that I'm not saying that a property owner shouldn't be able to outlaw football, but at the very least, you should know that when you sign your lease. You know, if I sign my 2-year lease or my 1-year lease and I can only leave on February the 22nd of every year because I'm stuck in there in that lease, at the very least, I should have known in the first place, look, we don't allow fun here at the this apartment complex. You could ruin a sprinkler head.
You know, I've been visited. Thankfully, I've never actually lived in an apartment complex. I've always lived in homes. Whether I've had roommates or not is another question. But I've been to certainly people's homes or people's apartments, and sometimes you go in there and you see there's a cop car in the parking lot, and you know that there's a cop that lives in this apartment complex somewhere, and that probably has an effect on some people.
Apartment,
so.
As I've heard, apartment complexes recruit police officers to live there, and I can see why.
Right.
You know, that car is going to have a chilling effect on crime. I don't see how it could be any other way.
Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. If you want to comment on that, you're welcome to 855-450-FREE. Alan is on the line listening in Portland, Maine, to WGAN. Hello, Alan.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
I just think the marijuana laws are ridiculous in this country. They are horrific. It's just awful. It's I don't understand it. Well, I do understand it because the prescription drug companies don't want it legal because that would mess up their bottom dollar.
They don't want it legal, and the police departments don't want it legal either because it's big money for them too.
It's an easy grab for them, you know. And it's just now I'm a recovering alcoholic. I when I was drinking, I lived on the street, and it was a horrific life.
That's gonna be cold in Portland, Maine.
And I've had over 15 years now without a drink, with the help of my herbs. I mean, why do I have to do this in secret? It's terrible.
It is a shame.
Yeah.
And didn't Maine do some decriminalization recently? I've heard that they've got it better in Maine than we do here in New Hampshire, for instance.
Oh, yeah, New Hampshire's bad. My son got pinched in New Hampshire, and it's a misdemeanor for less than an ounce. It's not a, see here, it's just a civil thing.
Is that right? Less than an ounce in Maine? Is this just a fine or something?
Yeah, it's just a civil ticket. You know, but
so there you go. So why not do it openly then?
Well, I have reasons. I'm disabled and I'm on a subsidized housing thing.
So they could kick you out of the housing then if you
got caught. Yeah, see, that's why I have to do it in secret.
Yeah, I totally understand.
According to the feds, I could get a script for it. I'm disabled.
And you guys do have that in Maine as well, too. New Hampshire's like behind the ball up here in the Northeast. Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts have all had decriminalization
Rhode Island.
Measures. And, Alan, you know, thanks for the call. I am in total agreement with you there. It's a shame what they're doing to people that consume cannabis. But it's not just the folks that consume cannabis. I mean, you heard, if you listen to our first hour, Jody Emery was on talking about her husband, Mark, in federal prison. And we've gone through the statistics. But it's one thing to go through statistics and a whole other thing to actually be inside prison and meet these guys. I mean, they are the prisons around this country are filled, not just federal prisons, but all prisons are filled up with people that have never harmed another human being. They're just in there.
It's surprising
for drugs.
How many marijuana smokers and you know people selling marijuana are in these jails and how much the taxpayer is having to pay to incarcerate these folks. If the taxpayer just had to pay to incarcerate rapists, murderers, car burglars and that like, the bill would be so much smaller. So much smaller.
I wish I could remember the statistics. In fact, a former law enforcement against prohibition member just walked into the studio here. Maybe he knows them better than I do about the amount of federal prisoners that are in there for nonviolent drug crimes. It's something like 70%, if I recall correctly. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll free. It's a live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything that you'd like. 855-450-FREE, the toll free number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've also got a special guest joining us here, just kind of out of the blue. Brad Jardis is here, formerly of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, spent 10 years. as a police officer. We'll get to Brad here in a moment. But first, I want to invite you to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, where you, Mark, are doing contests just about every single day. You're giving away all kinds of great prizes for stocking stuffers this year. Giving away everything from Tota sacks to help you carry the groceries back in from the car, Vaporsmith vaporizers, the Liberty Stickers 5-packs, Ruger BX25 magazines, copies of Guns and Weed, the documentary, which is excellent, and Yeardley the movie, which is also a fine film documentary. Yeardley is actually not a documentary. It is a fiction film, but it could very well be real. I mean, it's a pretty like gritty, realistic film, from what I can tell, from my experience in watching it. I liked it.
Yeah, it was a really interesting look at what it's like to be a man in a relationship that goes awry in America.
Yeah, I mean, things in the 21st century.
You're really stuck.
So go to facebook.freetalklive.com. How do you get in on the contest? It's simple. You just click the like button. If you've already liked the profile, you're already good to go. Just keep an eye open for when Mark does one of the contests. It's different times that they happen. And they actually, you open up time windows too, Mark. You do like 4-hour window mm-hmm. where people can enter the contest. And there can be multiple winners, actually, of a prize. So
giving away 5 packs of stickers from libertystickers.com right now, as we speak.
I have to say it's one of the most exciting giveaways I think we've ever done on this program. Facebook.freetalklive.com.
If you're unable to own a firearm due to local laws or other reasons, an air gun might be a great substitute. There are plenty of other reasons why you might want to own an air gun. Training a child in firearms, varmint control, maybe a little cheap, quiet indoor target practice during those long winter months. I recently got a 50 caliber air rifle that can bring down a deer from Pyramid Air. They're the world's largest online gun retailer and in business since 1993 with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. You can get 10% off or free shipping, whichever is more, with coupon code FTL11. Please go now, view the amazing Dragon Claw, that's the one I got, at airgun.freetalklive.com. Then further peruse the website, see the other air guns and accessories they've got there for you. It's airgun.freetalklive.com, or you can call them at 888-262-4867. It's 888-262-4867. Airgun.freetalklive.com.
So, Brad Jardis joining us here. Brad, good evening. How are you?
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me sit in.
Well, you stopped into the studio. We just happened to be talking about drug decriminalization. Had Jody Emery on from Cannabis Culture earlier tonight, and we just had a gentleman on from Portland in Maine who was talking about his experience with cannabis and his bewilderment that it's still illegal. And today, we're in the 21st century, and cannabis, a plant, is still illegal. And you've got some personal experience with this, having spent a decade of your life as a police officer. How long have you been uncopped at this point?
I've been cop free since January 2010. January 2010 was when I quit. They actually tried to fire me. I got my job back and worked one day, and then I left.
Right. We were actually telling your story earlier this week for some of our listeners, but many of our Saturday night listeners don't get the weekday show. You had joined Law Enforcement Against Prohibition as a active on-duty police officer, which at one point you were the only active on-duty cop, I believe, in the entire country. There's one in Canada now that's on board with LEAP, but you were the only one for a long time, and they kind of came down on you for that.
Yeah, it's very unpopular to speak out against what the status quo is, and unfortunately there's a lot of people who work in the law enforcement profession who realize that the war on drugs is just an absolute abject failure, that it accomplishes none of these stated goals, it wastes money, it ruins lives, and it completely erodes the constitutional protections we're supposed to have in this country. But, people are just more happy to stay with their cush job and make their sweet paycheck rather than stand up and
don't make waves.
Don't make waves. You make waves, you're going to get squished. I mean, this fellow, the probation officer in Arizona, have you guys covered him the other night? You know, all he did was attach his name to a decriminalization of marijuana petition. And,
For California.
Yeah. I mean, I attached my name to decriminalize everything because, let's face it, if you actually own your body, you should be able to put in it what you want.
Absolutely.
And that's not the case. I mean, you don't own your body. There are still people probably I would say a handful of people probably still in jail because of things that I did.
Are you a little more fresh on the statistics than I am with federal prisoners and how many of them are there for drug crimes?
Well, the statistics that I would frequently give out when I gave presentations for LEAP, which, of course, I'm not a member of LEAP anymore. I was kicked out because I proclaimed that I would not arrest anyone who used marijuana for a medical reason. And I encouraged other officers to do the same thing. So LEAP removed me because they're a very law and order organization.
Yeah, even though this is one of my critiques of LEAP. I mean, I like a lot of what they do. But
oh, yeah, they do great work. But I think one thing that's worth pointing out is that people in LEAP know better. Like, because these are a group of people who realize, you know, this is a terribly destructive policy, and we should have nothing to do with it, but keep doing it as long as you have the job.
Right. Whatever the law says, basically their policy is if the law says it, you have to do it until
yes.
we can change it.
Right.
And you were saying, no, this is wrong. Stop doing what's wrong. And then they kicked you out because of that.
That's right.
So what was the statistic about the feds?
Well, the statistic that I would frequently give people, which is one of my favorites, and this probably is still on par, is that the United States has about 4.3% of the world's population, 22.5% of the world's prisoners, about, I believe it's 1 out of 768 people in this country are in prison, and I believe the total...
Prison, not jail.
Well, same thing.
Because I thought it was 1% that
a cage.
Was in a cage. Didn't you cite that recently, Mark?
That's some number that I believe I saw on the internet. I don't
okay.
know.
So, I believe 54% of the aggregate prison population is for nonviolent victimless crimes. Certainly in the
and that's of all state prisons, federal prisons, all prisons.
I'm fairly sure. I haven't done...
I heard that federal was higher than state
Oh, prisons. Yeah. People go to federal prison for firearms offenses, which in large part are victimless, like
mm-hmm.
felon in possession, immigration violations, drugs, child pornography, and white-collar stuff. But, I mean, so the federal system, there really isn't much crimes with victims,
right.
with the exception of financial stuff. But, you know, there's private prisons in this country that send lobbyists to Washington to keep the drug laws strict because they get money to put warm bodies in cold cages. And these are people who've never hurt anybody.
This is 3.1% of the U.S., the total U.S. adult population are now on very non-voluntary members of America's correctional community. They're either in prison or on parole from prison, according to a report from Americans, the Bureau of Justice Statistics. There you go.
Any government person who tells you that people do not go to jail for marijuana is just full of bull.
Oh, yeah.
Because the majority of people in county jail, at least here in New Hampshire, in my experience, are people who were convicted of something, and then they are required to have a urinalysis test for probation, and then, you know, they smoke a joint, and then 30 days later, they have their urine tested, and they test positive, and then they're off to county jail.
1-855-450-FREE. Although I wonder how many people can make it to the 30 days, or how often it actually lasts 30 days.
Depends
there was
how much
a guy
you smoke.
In jail that had that got tested a week after he went in and had smoked right before he went to jail, and he passed the test. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. show. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition, Thanksgiving weekend edition of Free Talk Live. We're here all weekend long. Of course, Mark, you do the Sunday show. And people, if you don't get that on your local station, you can always go to freetalklive.com. And if you don't get Free Talk Live 7 nights a week on your local talk radio station, give them a call and tell them that first, if they carry any Free Talk Live, do you appreciate that? Thank you for carrying Free Talk Live. And then also let them know that you'd like to hear more Free Talk Live, because we do this thing all 7 nights a week, and we do it live from 7 to 10 Eastern time at number 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything.
Have you ever been threatened with a lawsuit or thought you had a potential lawsuit against somebody but decided to do nothing about it because, well, attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. And until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. How to make motions and, have stands for appeals and all the things that you need in order to use the court's rules. Because until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. Jurisdictionary.com is chock full of all kinds of free tools. Go over there and check out all the free tools they have there for you. When you purchase the course at Jurisdictionary.com, remember to use the pull-down menu. Mention Free Talk Live. Let them know you heard it here. It's Jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course.
We've got Brad Jardis in the studio with us. Happens to be in our very own Keene, New Hampshire tonight, and he's a former cop, actually spent 10 years on the force, and ended up leaving because he was being persecuted because of his beliefs that the war on drugs is insane and needs to end.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming in here. We actually didn't expect you to come in, but here you are, and it's always good having you. So any excuse to get you on the air is always a good one. Let's go to Dave in California, listening to KGOE on in the Eureka area. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. You're on with Brad Jardis. What's on your mind tonight?
I tuned in just a little late, so I didn't get the whole foundation as to, you know, where the guest was a cop and where he served and all that other stuff. So if I could get that, then I could probably better direct my or guide my question.
Well, I worked for three municipalities in New Hampshire. The one that I worked for the longest was Epping, New Hampshire, and that was from 2001 until 2010.
Okay. Was that as a patrol cop or probation? I heard you mention probation.
No, I was a patrol officer. Patrol officer.
I'm sorry?
I was a patrol officer.
Okay. Right on. So just a couple things I just was slight disagreement with. I heard you mention about people being in prison for, you know, marijuana and, you know, it's a victimless crime and so on and so forth. And to a far part, I totally agree with you. You know, teach his own. I mean, a person should be able to do exactly what they want to do with their body. And,
amen.
You know, if you want to smoke marijuana, smoke marijuana. But for my issue is, you know, you don't necessarily find people in jail for, say, an infraction of possession of marijuana. What I typically see, and in the state of California, marijuana, possession of marijuana itself, less than an ounce of marijuana is an infraction. You will not even go to jail. It's a ticket. Same, on the same playing field.
What if you don't pay the ticket?
What if you don't pay the ticket?
Yeah.
Then, you know, by our legislator, it becomes a misdemeanor for, you know, not complying with what you should have dealt with. I mean, I don't think anything should necessarily be a free ride. If I got a speeding ticket and I didn't pay the fine is going to go to a misdemeanor, and I could ultimately have the potential of going to jail or have an increased penalty.
Well, now, let me ask you this, Dave. Do you think that it should be a civil infraction for possession of marijuana?
I think my mom's opinion is, no, I think it ought to be illegal. I think it ought to be legal. Period.
Okay.
Same as tobacco, same as alcohol. I think it ought to be legal. It ought to be taxed. It ought to be regulated, and it should be legal.
Okay, I would agree with that, except I don't think it should be taxed because the free market can certainly take care of regulating something far better than the government could. But I would say that California, as far as marijuana possession goes, certainly has a lot more liberal policy than up here. I mean, New Hampshire, if you get caught with a seed, you could do a year in jail. And, you know, when people get caught, they don't just get tickets up here. They get arrested, they get handcuffed, they get put in a cage, they get released on bail, they get fingerprinted. You know, I mean, and they get labeled with a conviction.
Frequently, it's true that if it's like your first arrest for a little bit of possession, you probably aren't going to end up going to jail. However, I was in jail when the first time I was in jail with a guy who was there for his third arrest. So he'd been caught with a bull pack's worth of pot, and he was sent to jail because it was his third time. And also, in addition to that, when I was in jail most recently for 58 days, there were multiple people in there that were in there for selling pot, and of course that's a completely victimless act as well. And so there's no shortage of people that are inside a prison, you know, prison walls for selling or possessing cannabis in this country. I mean, there are over 800,000 arrests every single year nationwide just for cannabis, and most of them, like 80% of those arrests, are for simple possession.
All right. So let me add to that. See, I disagree with the idea that selling pot is a victimless crime, because that's the reason why.
But you think it should be legal?
Take a county like Humboldt, for example. You Google the newspaper. The main newspaper here is the Times Standard. There recently was people, doors get kicked in all the time for indoor marijuana growth. People getting home invasion, getting robbed, getting killed. The young gentleman not too long ago worked for UPS or FedEx, one of these delivery companies. You know, his house he was the victim of a marijuana ripoff. His door got kicked open. He got shot and killed.
Wait, what? Hold on a second. I'm confused. What ripoff?
I'm saying that the idea of people who sell marijuana is a victimless crime, and that's I don't think that's
where's
true.
The victim?
Who's the victim?
Where is the victim in a marijuana sale?
Where is the victim? It's the environment it creates. It's either A, the person who's renting his house to this person who is now who now has an indoor marijuana grow. They become a victim. The landlord. The neighborhood suffers to a certain degree because of the certain clientele that comes
Dave,
in.
Dave, can I stop you just for a second? You know there was a lot of crime around prohibition in the past, right?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
What?
In my opinion, two wrongs don't make a right. I definitely agree.
You're telling me that a person who drank a beer at that time was responsible for the Valentine's Day massacre. Is that the claim you're making? Because it sounds outlandish.
That is not the claim that I'm making. Let me just settle myself. I don't call radio shows too often. Okay. And I'm definitely enjoying the conversation that you guys are having tonight. Very informative. But I think that there's two sides to the coin. I think that,
there's the anti-freedom side and the pro-freedom side. I think you're absolutely right about that. So I guess I'm a little confused, Dave, because you said that you're for legalization of marijuana.
Let me clarify, okay? California had the initiative that came on board for them to legalize marijuana. The voters, it went to the voters. They voted it down. Groups like Normal, huge groups, a lot of money backers, a lot of real influential people. You know what? What's really funny, look up the town of Garberville. It's famous for its marijuana. The town of Garberville unanimously voted it down. Do you know why? The economy would suffer.
I don't care what their reasons were. They made the wrong choice.
It's either okay to smoke marijuana or it's not okay to smoke marijuana. And that's, the environment that is created is based largely on these stupid laws that make it illegal.
Right.
That have the violence that surround it. You understand that smoking marijuana can cause people with guns to come after you and throw you in a cage. I mean, you can't say that's not violence, right?
Okay, and people with marijuana can cause those who want it to come kick open your door and take it. People who grow marijuana, okay?
Just because people will steal things. Look, I've had a stereo stolen. Are you telling me that listening to music causes crime?
Are you telling me that the average Joe who gets his house broke into because he has an indoor marijuana grow and his dope is stolen and his money
The average Joe could have his house broken into for a television set or for his money or for jewelry.
Right,
are you saying that all those things cause crime?
The average Joe should keep his damn mouth shut about his marijuana grower operation if he doesn't want people coming in and stealing it. I mean, look, what you're talking about is something that only happens. Dave, what you're talking about is something that only happens because of prohibition. So I guess my question for you is, if you had drug legalization or marijuana legalization, as you had suggested before, do you think that those things would still happen?
I think that it would happen on a far lower scale. Pharmacy. There's people who go hold up pharmacies for Vicodin and prescription drugs.
Because they can't buy them off the shelves because they're controlled. So the only answer is to totally decriminalize all drugs.
Get rid of stereo, too.
Thanks, Dave. More coming up. Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Heritage for the Blind. Remind you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
More than 90% of Americans are simply unprepared for even the most likely emergencies. Even common occurrences like snowstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes, or simple power outages can make it difficult for you to simply feed your family. To help you become prepared for any emergency situation, Ready Reserve Foods has prepared a free report entitled The Prepared Citizen's Guide to Emergency Food Supplies, How to Ensure Your Family is Protected and Nourished in Times of Emergency. In addition to this incredible free report, Ready Reserve Foods has prepared 11 family protection videos that you can watch for free at our website, ReadyReserveFoods.com. That's right. You can keep your family informed and prepared for any emergency by simply visiting ReadyReserveFoods.com and watching our 11 family protection videos and downloading the Prepared Citizen's Guide to Emergency Food Supplies, all for free. Visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. That's ReadyReserveFoods.com. ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've also got Brad with us here. He's Brad Jardis, formerly of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And former law enforcement officer, spent 10 years on a patrol. And so we're going to get back into a conversation about decriminalization here in a moment. But first,
destabilizing events are happening all over the world, whether it's affecting you or, you know, people half a world away. There's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. Things like these could happen to you. You can get prepared and protect your family. For my preparation, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals. I've recently had cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. They're all prepackaged for freshness and individual Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes by simply adding water. You can visit their website at WiseFoodStorage.com, or you can call them at 855-4255. Foodwise. Use coupon code FTL to get a free entree sample. How can you go wrong? They're going to send you free food to try out to see whether or not you should have this food for you to protect your family against some kind of disaster. They also offer a limited time during the holidays. You use the promo code FTL and you get no cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com. 855 Foodwise. Use coupon code FTL. It's for a free sample, free shipping, 10% off any order. Greatest gift you can give your loved ones this holiday season is wisefoodstorage.com.
Anyone who's listened to the show for a while knows that the war on drugs is definitely one of my pet issues. I think that prohibition and ending prohibition is one of the most important issues that we face in our time, because even if you don't use drugs or never have used drugs and want nothing to do with them, the war on drugs still interrupts your world, whether you know it or not. It comes in ways that you may not expect. For instance, crime that happens all around everywhere, people breaking and entering into homes and such, breaking into cars, stealing things.
Yes, that's the last caller was talking about.
Almost always based on somebody, some crackhead or meth head or something like that, trying to get money, trying to pawn up whatever it is they're going to steal from you for a hit of whatever it is that they're addicted to. So lots of crime that affects people that have never used drugs is being created because of prohibition, because of the circumstances that it creates by drastically inflating the prices of these products.
Right. The reason that people are in Humboldt County are breaking into grow operations to steal a weed that will grow anywhere under any conditions isn't because they want a bunch of grass clippings. It's because those grass clippings, because of the laws in this nation, have become far more valuable, tens of thousands, probably thousands of times more valuable than they would otherwise be. So it's not the drugs, it's the laws.
I honestly don't remember a single, and I frequently would say this when I would give presentations for LEAP, I don't remember a single burglary or robbery that was not an opiate addict who needed money for drugs.
That was not an opiate
addict. That was not an opiate addict. It was,
so by opiate, you mean like heroin or Oxycontin?
What about cocaine? Like,
well, I
crack?
No.
Heroin's big up here, man.
No.
Heroin is big up here, at least in Keene. And you didn't even work in Keene, but you worked across the state. So would you say heroin was one of the bigger drugs?
Yeah, I mean,
there?
Opiates, typically what happens is people get I've seen a lot of cases where people like hurt their back. And then they get a legitimate prescription for Oxycontin.
And they get hooked.
And they get hooked. And then their doctor.
All the time.
The doctors are afraid of the DEA because the DEA likes to tell doctors how to practice medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to give their patients less pain medicine than they actually need to control their pain. And then these people, when they become dependent on opioids, they go out and they lie, cheat, steal, prostitute their children, steal from their parents. I mean, I remember a burglary investigation I was involved in. It was this kid ripping off his mom and dad. And he was ripping them off, stealing their stuff, taking it down to Haverhill, Massachusetts, and pawning it because he needed money for his heroin deal.
I was in jail with those guys, man. I mean, there were a number of guys in jail who had actually committed some sort of a crime against another human being, but what motivated it was the fact that they needed money to feed their heroin.
And it's very easy to look at these guys and say, oh, these guys are scumbags. They belong in prison.
Trash of society.
Trash of society. But you know what? They're sick.
It's not true.
They're sick. They're human beings.
They're not trash. I mean, you've met them through the process of arresting them, but I mean, I met them behind bars, and there was one guy in there that I got along with real well in the kitchen, really nice, funny guy, and we talked about activism and things like that, and he made a statement at one point. You know, he was in originally for some sort of drug-related thing, and he made the statement that when he's strung out on heroin or whatever, that he is a totally different person, that you don't want to be around him at that point, because he'll steal from his own grandmother.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a case of people needing medical treatment, needing help, and, you know, so many people don't connect the dots to see that when the prices of drugs are inflated upwards of 14,000% based on what they are. I mean, Mark was saying, you know, this is a weed. I mean, this is something that would grow in your garden, and it would annoy you.
Right.
It would annoy you, and you have to get, like, Weed Be Gone or spray it with some heavy-duty stuff to get rid of it. And there's these violent Mexican drug cartels making billions of dollars selling this stuff. And how do they use that money? They use that money to kill people. And, you know, when's the last time you heard of Anheuser-Busch and Corona shooting it out in the street because they had a disagreement?
Yeah, and how often are people coming into the Anheuser-Busch factories and holding their employees at gunpoint so they can get a free, 24-pack or, cart some away in a grocery cart or something like that? It just doesn't happen.
People are growing pot in their house because they can't grow it in a commercial environment.
Exactly right.
They can't just let it go, in their front yard so they can go out and clip a little and hang it up and then smoke it 3 weeks later.
Let's go to the phones.
It would be that easy.
We've got Wendy on the line listening to WGMD FM in Delaware. Wendy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Yeah.
Hey.
I'm not a drug addict. I've never really bothered with drugs, but my issue is with I recently just worked for the world's greatest liquor store in Rehoboth, and I was set up by a DEA agent, and I didn't have the staff around me I'm usually supposed to have. Anyway, because my eyesight was bad, I served a minor.
Oh, no.
And
the DEA was setting you up? I mean, it wasn't the local cops, it was the DEA?
Well, it's whatever drug enforcement agency they have that, they go in and set people up to try.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the DEA. That would be
probably the local Delaware task force, whatever they call themselves.
Oh, okay.
There.
Well, whichever. But anyway, I was there, and I was left alone downstairs, and I had four other employees, but they were all doing other things. Anyway, my eyesight wasn't good, and I just didn't read her card right.
Yeah, you know, I have the same issue. I have an uncorrectable vision issue in my left eye, and I don't know whether I could. I would have a difficult time seeing somebody's license unless that it was like lit up like the Dickens.
You know, I don't care if you did sell it to. I don't care if you did sell it to somebody and you knew they were underage. I mean, the idea that people who are under the age of 21 shouldn't be able to choose to put alcohol in their bodies is absolutely ludicrous, and it contributes to underage drinking in a very dangerous kind of manner. Because again, once you prohibit something, people start behaving in different ways, and so that's why we have a lot of kids that are poisoning themselves on alcohol and doing very unsafe things because they've never been raised with the understanding of alcohol. A lot of them. They've never been raised around it.
Kids learn to drink.
I totally understand, but for 3.5 years I worked there, and this was something that was set up. And
what are you facing as far as jail is concerned?
What
kind of a punishment are you looking at?
I was given a ticket by the officer and fingerprinted at work, and I was fired by the company. And after being a loyal, good, dedicated employee, and I don't know. I have to go to court. And
so you haven't been to a court hearing yet. This is, like, really fresh. This just happened to you?
Yeah, this just happened last week. And,
wow.
One thing I'm not particularly proud of is when I started working in law enforcement, I was 18, and I worked undercover for the New Hampshire Liquor Commission.
Oh, man. And so you did this stuff.
I did. And I went into, they're called off-sale licensees, which if they sell alcohol where you drink it off the premises, or on-sale licensees if it's a bar. And I would go in, and I would, I would give them.
You look below the age of 21 now.
Oh, cool, man. Hey, thanks. But, I went in, and up here in New Hampshire, if you sell alcohol or if you're a parent and you give your son alcohol, you can do a year in jail.
The laws as they are set up today mandate, essentially, that young people will be taught to drink by pimply-faced teenagers.
Instead of
their
parents.
Which is the worst person in the world.
In a pit in the woods.
Yeah. Wendy, let us know what happens with your case. Call us back when you get an update. We'd love to hear back from you. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck. It's tragic what happened. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 is next.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in 4 warm levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your life.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.